Dear learners, today we will discuss on introduction to mushrooms. First of all, we will discuss about the background of the problem. There is decline in the income generation for farmers in the traditional agriculture system, which requires diversification of crops. India, being an agricultural country, has abundant lignocellulosic raw material and also gifted with conditions which are congenial for the cultivation of mushrooms. Before the era of cultivation and domestication began, the mushrooms were collected and consumed from the wild. That means only mycophagy was there. Few mushroom species are deadly poisonous too. Mushrooms are basically macrofungi whose sporophores bear spores either on the lamellae or gills or the pores. Mushroom cultivation is an indoor activity, and it's possible to grow mushrooms throughout the year under controlled conditions. Also, they require very small piece of land for cultivation. So, in this session, we will discuss that what are mushrooms and how many species of mushrooms are there in the world. We will learn that whether mushrooms are plants or animals and how they survive in the nature. We will understand the history of mushroom cultivation, the benefits of growing mushrooms to the farmers and to the environment also. We'll discuss on mushrooms as a functional food and basic steps in the mushroom cultivation. Now we will start with what are mushrooms. When we say the word mushroom, many people think of only button mushroom because this is the most in the Western countries. So now we will start with what are mushrooms. When we say the word mushroom, many people think of only button mushroom. This is more so in West, as the mushroom industry in the UK and other Western country is nearly 100% dominated by only one mushroom, that is button mushroom. This sometimes could mislead us, but this is not the only species considered as mushroom. Actually, there are thousands of different species of mushrooms in the nature. Mushrooms don't have chlorophyll, therefore can't produce their own food and depends upon others for food. They obtain nutrients from various organic material like dead wood, straw, dead and decomposed matter, manure and dung, etc. They have cell wall different from plants and thus belongs to a separate kingdom known as mycota. Now the next thing, how many species of mushroom exist? Basically, fungi are the second largest group of organism after insect. According to an estimate, there are about 15 lakh fungi in the world. However, we have not been able to study all. All mushrooms are not edible. Some are even poisonous. Out of these, only 3,000 have been considered to be truly edible. However, it is not possible to cultivate all of these species. Despite of all efforts, we succeeded to cultivate only about 200 species experimentally, out of which 60 to 70 are cultivated commercially and about 10 are cultivated on industrial scale. Now the next part, how mushrooms survive in the nature. Mushrooms are the fruiting bodies of fungi, but major part of the life of mushroom is in the form of microscopic thread-like structure in the soil, wood, etc. These microscopic thread are known as mycelium. 1 cubic centimeter of soil can have 13 kilometer long mycelium. These threads unite to form small structures which are pinhead, and they grow into full-fledged fruiting body. These fruiting bodies produce spores that help in the spread of the fungus. You might have seen black spots on the old bread pieces. These are nothing but the spores of fungi. Now the life cycle of mushroom. The gills release millions of the tiny spores that drift away on the wind. These spores settle on a damp place with plenty of food and they will start grow into long hyphae. When the two different hyphae find each other, they combine and continue growing, forming a mycelium. The mycelium continue to grow and spread, eventually forming the fruiting body to release more amount of spores, and then the mature mushroom fruiting body is formed. Now the history of mushroom cultivation and present status. Mushrooms like wood ear, winter mushroom and shiitake were cultivated in China on wood logs more than 1000 years ago, while button mushroom was cultivated in France about 4 centuries ago. But the scientific cultivation of mushrooms started in the beginning of 20th century, and in the initial year, button mushroom was the most commonly cultivated mushroom globally. Subsequently, number of other mushrooms were brought under cultivation, and in 1960, when mushroom production was low, white button mushroom cultivation was about 80% of world mushroom production. Shiitake contributed 15% and others were only 5%. Now we'll see about the relative contribution of different mushroom species in the world mushroom production. The Pleurotus contributes 19%, Auricularia contributes 18%, Flammulina contributes 11%, Volvirella contributes only 5%, Lentinula contributes 22% and Agaricus contributes 15%. Only other mushrooms of different varieties, they contribute the 10%. In India, we cultivate mainly four different type of mushrooms, Agaricus, Calocybe, Pleurotus and Volvirella. Morels are still collected from forest and we have yet not succeeded in their cultivation. These enigmatic species have enormous functional potential but still available in the wild. Now, the contribution of different mushroom species in total mushroom production in India. Button mushroom contributes 73%, oyster contributes 16%, Volvirella contributes 8% and milky mushroom contributes 3%. Now, the next part, why to grow mushrooms? In 19th century, we produced the food only for our survival. In the last century, we produced adequate food in many parts of the world and convenience was the most important area. For example, ready-to-cook, ready-to-eat food were commonly available worldwide. The 21st century is going to be the century of functional food. That is, the food that not only provides nutrition, but also have functional bioactive components which are beneficial for our health. Mushrooms fit into this category very well, as we will see when we read about why to eat mushroom and we discuss about the micronutraceuticals. Mushrooms are not only a quality food, but also a way of utilizing agriculture waste and generating wealth from the waste. The material left after growing mushrooms, commonly referred as spent mushroom substrate, that is SMS, can be processed into manure. Thus, mushroom cultivation is an important method to promote sustainable manure-based farming system. Addition of spent mushroom substrate is also reported to improve the soil health. The very fact that mushroom can be cultivated on paddy straw and number of other agricultural waste, many of which are just burnt, is sufficient reason to grow mushroom. By growing mushroom, we are not only producing a quality food, but also creating a healthy environment. Most importantly, it leads to employment generation and women empowerment. With increasing population, the land is shrinking and mushroom cultivation utilizes vertical space and requires minimum land, making it possible to promote mushroom in peri-urban and urban areas also. Mushrooms are considered to be the highest protein producers per unit area, per unit time. Now the most important thing, why to eat mushrooms? Mushrooms are best vegetarian food available, they are rich in protein and all the 9 essential amino acids are present in them. They have very high digestibility also. Mushrooms have anti-inflammatory and immunomodulatory properties, anti-tumoral properties, antimicrobial potential, antioxidant potential, hepatoprotective agents, show anti-HIV activity and antiviral activities also, and are very good source of prebiotics too. Now we will discuss their characteristics. Since mushrooms are high quality protein, so they help in combating malnutrition. They are low in sodium and high in potassium, so they can control the hypertension. There is no starch and very low sugar is present, so they are delight for the diabetic patient. They have no cholesterol, so they are healthy for the heart. They are rich in fiber, so improves digestion. It is the only vegetable with vitamin D. It can cure rickettsia also. They are rich in folic acid, vitamin B and minerals. They improve health. They are having ascorbic acid and carotenoids, so they are very good antioxidant potential. They are low calorie food. They can reduce obesity. Mushrooms are rich in selenium, so they have anti-cancerous properties also. Mushrooms, they have beta-glucan and terpenes, so they can improve immunity and liver functions. Now, the very important section of mushrooms, the medicinal part. The medicinal mushrooms have emerged a new field of nutraceuticals as mushroom nutraceuticals or micronutraceuticals. It is interesting that most of the cultivated and wild edible mushrooms have been proven to be medicinally useful. The concept of nutraceuticals have emerged from the awareness of relationship between diet and disease. Some of the medicinal mushrooms on which research is going on in different parts of the world, including clinical trials, are Lentinus edodes, Gryphula frondosa, Sacchizophyllum commune, Ganoderma lucidum, Trametes versicolor, Flammulina voluptuis, Cordyceps sinensis and Marschella species, etc. Possibly most popular medicinal mushroom is Ganoderma and is also known as king of all herbal medicines. Now we'll start with mushroom cultivation. Mushroom cultivation is both a science as an art. It requires proper technical guidance and training. All sections of the society, unskilled people, old people, women can easily undertake mushroom cultivation. The major practical steps of mushroom cultivation are, first is selection of acceptable mushroom species, Second is identification of species, a dedicated room or building wherein temperature, moisture, and sanitary conditions can be controlled. Third, securing a good quality spawn or mushroom culture, that is mushroom seed. Fourth, development of multiplication of healthy spawn. Fifth, preparation of selective substrate or compost. Sixth, care of the spawn. Seventh, management of rooting or mushroom developments. And the last one is harvesting, processing, packaging and selling of the mushrooms very carefully. Now, the basic steps in mushroom cultivation. Mushroom growing involves three important steps: the spawn, the substrate and the cropping. Cultivation technology is different for different mushrooms. Proper knowledge on mushroom life cycle and good training of all the steps is a must before starting cultivation of any of the mushroom species. However, the basic steps are same for majority of mushroom species. We'll discuss about all these three steps. The first step before starting cultivation is to produce or procure the spawn of good quality. The second step is to prepare the substrate of good quality. And the third step is cropping. After spawn run, that is allowing the fungus to spread throughout the substrate and induce formation of the mushrooms. In India, mushroom cultivation in rural areas has emerged as an important activity for educated, school dropouts, women and landless people. Considering the demand of quality foods, mushroom cultivation has emerged as an important avocation. Thus, it is very rightly said that mushroom cultivation can bring non-green revolution, which not only creates diversification in agriculture system, but also is among the most secure way to help in addressing the problems of agriculture waste, quality food, empowerment of women, and tackle the health-related issues as well. So, dear learners, let's revise the major points discussed. Mushrooms are neither plant nor animal, but belong to a separate kingdom called fungi. There are thousands of edible mushrooms in nature, but we have succeeded in cultivating only few. Six mushrooms, namely shiitake, oyster, wood ear, button, winter mushroom and paddy straw mushroom, account for 90% of the total world mushroom production. Different mushrooms are popular in different countries. Button is the most popular in USA and Europe, whereas shiitake, oyster and wood ear mushrooms is the most popular in East, particularly China, Japan and Korea. Waste like cereal straw are burned by the farmers, which can cause air pollution. But these can be used to grow mushrooms, which means we not only create wealth from the waste, but can also reduce environment pollution. Mushroom cultivation requires labor in addition to the agriculture waste. This creates employment for farmers, women and school dropouts and other people interested in secondary agriculture. Mushroom cultivation does not require much of land. These can even be grown in houses in urban and peri-urban areas. Mushrooms are a quality of food and only vegetable having vitamin D and B12. Basic step in mushroom cultivation are spawn, substrate and cropping. The rate and method of spawning, method of preparation of compost and conditions required for fruiting differ from species to species. So learners, this lecture and knowledge will be useful to you. I hope after listening this lecture, you will be able to understand the value of mushroom as food and importance of its cultivation. Thank you so much.